Blog Talk Radio.
Why is that? I don't know goddamn well. Every time I take a hit right before I start talking, and they start coughing. But we got dick shit to talk about. Hey, I'm serious when I say this. I am not going to be selling my tools or none of the shit on my fucking site. I'm gonna take down the site. Well, not take it down. I'm just going to replace everything with Sidewalk University information. I don't know what you guys need to believe this, but I think by the end of this semester, which is in March, the end of March, you guys won't be able to buy none of my shit. I can't say you won't be able to. I just won't be promoting it. I won't be aggressively trying to get you to buy it. But I will be aggressively trying to get you to enroll in Sidewalk University. The thing about it is, when you're a man, a real man, when you're a man, it's the little things that you do that make such a big difference. When people don't want to really accept it, a lot of it is. But if you don't separate yourself between you and other fuckers out there, you know, trying to play your game, you're going to be confused with them. This is why I try to separate them. And I do that in a lot of ways. I do that. I hang out with a whole set of the fuckers. I speak to everybody. But well, thank you, bitch. So, what I'm really getting to is that, you know, I know shit in the streets, knowledge, game. I know it belongs to me, and it also belongs to you if you can claim it. I know this. So what matters? What matters? You got to answer that for yourself, but for me, what matters is what I can prove and what I can claim that I do. Words are not enough. Everybody say shit. I'm a this, I'm a that. I'm about to be this, I'm about to be that. Everybody do that. It's the things that you do in the name of this abadabba that matters. And if you could be honest, I believe a man in this game has in common. What I'm saying is you put your work in and you expect whatever you expect. A motherfucker like me, I'm not working, and I'm not necessarily expecting any kind of reward. The reward is being able to do this goddamn shit. But when you really see it like that, when you really understand that that's what's motivating you, my game is going to reward you. This abadabba will reward you. I'm saying, you know, I'll be going to places with different people. Some of them young. You know, some of them ain't got no fucking game. You know, not with them. I just end up seeing that they ain't got no fucking game. You know, you walk in a place and all they say is, God damn, there's a couple of bitches in here for a motherfucker to fuck with. It's about everywhere you go, there's hella bitches. Unless you purposely go somewhere where it ain't no bitches. So when somebody says something like that, you already know they ain't, you know, they ain't up it. So I guess you might say something, yeah, man, that's a bunch of muggers in here to be cordial. And a lot of times they want to rush them away. Let's go and get us a drink, you know, on me, bro. You know, okay, so we go there. Nigga talking about hairing up and drink, whatever, so he can catch those loose bitches and all this old motherfucking shit. It. So I remember a time that, you know, something like this happened. And this is an older cat. And he don't take offense, you know, to the shit. But what I'm saying is I told him anyway. I'm just saying, you cannot tell. You cannot dictate where the lesson is going to come from. And your damn show can't dictate who's going to give you your lesson. So I started that motherfucker. You see, man, that's, you know, why you need to keep fucking with me, man. You know, why is that, brother? Well, that's just why you wasting your energy over there trying to catch it. I'm going to sip on my drink and scope the place out and when I'm done. I'm just ease over there. And all them loose bitches are coming towards me. The energy of a real motherfucker is precious and you don't want to wait about chasing bitches. Now I'm wasting this dude with this. I already know we gonna have a problem, you know, after I get through telling you this shit. Well, I'm gonna see who you are, man. I think you that fucking pizza salesman. But go ahead, private number. I really don't like fucking with private number.
Where my money at?
Where is your money?
Okay, man.
If I know who this is, you got a private number. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Where's my refund, motherfucker? Ronald.
Like
Ronald. It's Ronald, motherfucker. Where's my money at? You didn't give me the refund, motherfucker. And I spoke to you last year, man. It's Ronald, man. Where's my money at, man?
This is why I do not fuck with these private numbers.
Where my money at? Where my money at, man?
How can I get
you? Where my money at, man?
I want to give you your money, fool. What's your fucking name?
Where my money? You bitch ass nigga. You such a bitch. You won't even say who you are. I'm going to give you your money and you won't say who you are.
Motherfucker, you deaf motherfucker. I'm Ronald, motherfucker. I told you my name like 10 times, motherfucker. Where's my money at? I spoke to you last year.
Last year? Nigga, you crazy.
Get your phone, motherfucker.
Hey, all right, man. We make it out. I thought you had something going on currently. This motherfucker just talked last year. You get dudes like that, man. That's the problem. Is they just be roaring. His number's private. He wants his fucking name. So what kind of man is he? Oh, you point motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. Well, shit, man. At least you know how to kiss, fellas. Think of this. How many times do I do these videos every week? Why is he only now calling in to the shitholes acting that year? As mad and upset as he sounds, he would have been calling in every show because I'm beating him, according to him. See, you guys don't pay attention to real shit. You know, this is why I live all my fucking life in them streets. Ain't never been stabbed, never been shot. I barely had fights. Because, man, I see too well. Motherfuckers are faced, and you can tell them. Just by what come out of their mouth, I'm way to pay him back. But I'm Rosebud. You understand what I'm saying? So all you motherfuckers think, I know everything. I know who he is without him even telling you. You guys fucking kill me. So let me get back. I'm saying,
when you really think about it, the energy of a real love, okay, maybe he did it with his number. 256, what's up?
What's happening, Rosebud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you might have been there because I was just talking to you. What's happening? What you got going?
Oh, no, no. So, I was going to ask you, man, because I know you said how you decided at an early age that you were going to travel young instead of waiting until you get old to travel and see the world and then, you know, work later
right.
when you're older. So would you say, looking back, you like the way that turned out? Would you recommend doing it like that?
Well, looking back, I can be both sides. So what I mean is when I made that decision, I couldn't see either side. I just went with what I wanted. But looking back, I'm not going to say I made the wrong decision. But I will say that if I would have made a different decision, I wouldn't have the problems that I'm faced with now. But I would be boring and I would be old. Right now, I'm damn near definitely, I'm not old. And I'm not old because of what I did as far as how I lived my life. So when I did get old, as far as it is, I had a lot of things to keep thinking fast. And I had a lot of things to make me want to keep going. Whereas the average guy, when they get older, they want to settle down and they want to sit in the chair and watch all the games and go to the bar and have that kind of shit. I don't do that. I don't
right.
do it now. I don't do
no,
that shit now.
That's a good
but,
point.
But what I'm saying is, listen, bro, wait. Well, even with what I just said, I would say which way is better. I wouldn't. For me, being in the streets was better because, it satisfied my urges. But for you, I know. So what you're saying, I'm going
right.
to tell you quiet. I just want to finish. Go ahead.
Man, yeah, I agree. You know what I'm saying? I think it's good for being able to tell stories and just trying shit out, you know, just living life, you know what I'm saying? And I watched the episode of you and Tay talking about just living life, man, like living above your means a little bit just to force you to just go after it,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So something to chase for.
Hey, man, friendly competitor. We was pals like a motherfucker, but on the dartboard, on the pool table, hit it at me, I'm going to try to smack him. So the nigga got talking to that kid about going cross country. I had never been cross country. And he was telling me that he'd be in cross country, you know, woo-woo-woo. And I said, I'm the guy I never traveled, you know, Oakland to L.A. is the farthest I ever traveled. Motherfucker said, man, you don't know if that name is going to put your game on the road in Texas. Me? I definitely dropped the charge. Nigga, let's go. And they say, nah, where we going? I'm going to where? And that nigga say, wherever this dart land. Then they get through the dart and it landed in oh, Kansas City, Kansas. We wanted to go to the east, but shit, that dart landed in Kansas City. So we took off and went to Kansas City, and believe me, bro, that's where I really got my name, on that road, running into all the niggas in all the cities, because what people don't know is that when you go across country, going from here to West Coast, you don't just drive there in 3 or 4 days. It takes you a month, 2 months to get there. Because you stop every city. Just about, you go 6. Now, I'm ready to go from West Coast to East Coast. First thing this nigga do, we stop in Phoenix. See what we stop in Phoenix for? This nigga shit got the pimp. Van Buren. Yeah, I don't Van Buren pimpin'. Then we place it was Mexico, Albuquerque, University Avenue, Understand? I learned all that shit in 4 months of traveling. I knew where every track was. I mean, I had, man, you just don't know how much you learn when you take your shit out of your element. Man, that was dope. You got big.
That's real, yeah.
Good shit you brought up, man.
No, yeah, no, because I'm 29, man, and I grew up an Army brat, so I moved all over. But now I'm like, I got a little bit of money now, so I'm like, shit, I'm going to go ahead and just take the chance and just, you know, fuck around, you know, try shit out.
Hey, man, if I was you, I'd do it if I really wanted to. But look, I got another caller, man. Paul, 267, what's up?
What's good, bud? I got a question for you, OG. Now, I know the answer to this, but I really need you as, you know, as an authority in the game to actually put some paint where it ain't so they don't think I'm, you know, I'm just out here making up fairy tales. Now, quick question. Can you please explain to these young peas out here what the rules is when you go to knock a, when you knock a hoe and you go to serve, what's the proper way to serve the other pea? You there? I don't hear you, bud. I ain't on mute.
Hey, hello?
Bud?
Yo,
can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, I got you, man. That was
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying is, because out here, man, I see a lot of the young peas, man. Most of them, you know, they get into that gangster type of situation on the blade because they don't know the right way to serve the other pea, or if they even need to serve the other pea when they knocking for his bitch. So I want you as an authority in the game, you know what I mean? I know they'll hear you out, you know what I mean? They keep their ear to the curb when they hear you talking about it. Can you let them know what the rules is? When you first knock a hoe, and you got to serve the other pee, what's the proper
okay,
way to
take
do it?
Okay, take game, man. The way this dabble works, if you roll it, you gonna do it right. And otherwise, there's a lot of shit going on. Not serve. Now that's when you get a bitch. The bitch ain't no money, and you want to serve nigga. And the nigga pull a technical on you. Nigga, you know, I just sent the bitch out. She couldn't have got no motherfucker. Don't have that bitch. Because if he ain't getting no money and call proper, this nigga could pull a technical. Man, he ain't got for me. And there go a problem. And that's that. But now, as far as serving and as far as how you do it, you call that nigga. And you tell that nigga, man, look, man, Sally, you know, this guy needs to go open. I mean, you know, not go back. That's a different kind of shoes. I'll get that later. But I'm saying, you just told him the trap, man, the shit wasn't like I like. So I'm going to be right back at the rest. The thing is, I got this, man. And the nigga that's getting spoke to, supposed to tell that nigga, well, look, nigga, don't think I ain't going to be at the bitch. Now, you know, you serve a nigga like that, then if the nigga got an attitude about you getting this, he ain't going to want to give you the bitch shit. So you, when you say, well, look, man, when can I come get the bitch shit? Her clothes or whatever. If the nigga got talking shit about the clothes, you supposed to say, hey, look, man, you must get that shit so, you know, you can have it. Leave that shit alone. But see, when the niggas say no, I ain't giving you the shit, these today niggas take offense to it because the bitch think that the nigga said fuck you, and the nigga did say fuck you, but the nigga that's got the bitch supposed to say, bitch, fuck you, go get me some money and I'll have that shit again. It's all
right.
About how you handle shit, bro.
So,
to keep a nigga straight without no problems.
Solid. Now, real quick, one more question. Because sometimes the hoe will come out of pocket and she'll be ready to choose, but her choosing fee ain't what you even willing to consider to bring a hoe in.
Hey, but that game, bro. That game, man, when a bitch comes, she want to leave, and she ain't got proper paper. You tell that bitch when you get proper paper, holler at me, because I'll show how your motherfucking ass, but I ain't finna do no holler. I ain't finna help you get no money. So what I'm saying is, if you got to work with that, you show me what kind of bitch you are, girl. Go get my motherfucking money. Man, fuck a bitch. I ain't letting no bitch get with me with stories. I got the bitch going to be short, man. She on the track.
Right.
Bitch, you just got out and hit me at the end of the night. You understand what I'm saying?
See, I'm having a hard time hearing you now, bud.
What do you mean you have? Oh, man, it must be some of this fucking. Man, you need to go to StreamYard.
Yeah,
I
really calls. It really been doing it the whole time, but I just was trying to be, like, trying to listen, real, you know what I mean, real close. But it's pretty,
well,
the audio
you need
is
to go to StreamYard. Go to StreamYard, bro, and just call in on this number. Because you can hear everything
okay.
on StreamYard. You can see the shit, too. But my point is that this
I got StreamYard. I'm going to go ahead on it.
All right,
I'm gonna hit you back.
All right.
What's up, huh? How you doing, man? Can you hear me?
I'm good. How you doing? Yeah, I
man,
got
I'm
you.
Awesome, man. I'm fucking awesome, dog. I'm I was calling
good.
You know, cause I forgot what I was calling in for. I think I just wanted to tell y'all I was awesome, huh? I did have something to say, though, so I'll probably hit you back, man. I'm over here. I'm
hey,
over here killing my plant.
When you remember, call me back, man, unless you remember now, because, you know.
Man, I'm high as hell. Off this bud,
all
man,
right,
I'm high as hell.
Call me back, man. Hey, you guys. Shit, man. My point, I'm trying to explain it to the men, you don't suppose to be rushing to catch no bed. What you supposed to do is have on your mind to catch a bed. You don't rush to catch a bed. You don't really know. You said you don't know what you're doing. And when you see idiots, you never see. That's what real pimps do. Nigga ain't looking for no 10. Nigga ain't looking for no white bitch. Nigga looking for a bitch. Because all the pussies, and what I'm saying is, the fuck, ain't that the bitch selling? Shit. The only bitch I'm looking for is the motherfucker who goes sideways. You let me find that bitch, I'm gonna have a motherfucking motherfucker. Now I'm looking for this. But every other bitch, people shit up and down. Shit. Fuck, I'm looking for that. I'm gonna find her as soon as I catch a bitch. Motherfuckers are standing, shouting, encouraging words, woo woo. Some of them motherfuckers shout angry words based on me not saying what the time. Look, fellas, you got to understand. Here I am 69 crawling every day. Here I am 69 doing it with energy. And I look 69. You know, I don't have bags in my pocket case. I know it. Man, that shit don't stop me. I was saying this to some bitch. And she started telling me about this stuff that's on TV that you put on your eyes and your bags go away and you look so much younger. You look so much younger, you stupid motherfucker, but you still think like an old motherfucker. You are. Shit, I look old as fuck. And when the motherfucker started talking to me, damn, this nigga lied. They don't see my age. Well, they see it, but it don't matter. at least that's how I feel. I guess all I got to do is open them. 26. Now, they got to be over 25. Excuse me, my patient coming. But, of course, us, if I fold and raise his hand, what's up, right?
My bad, man. I'm over here playing with my little science experiments and shit, man, and having too much fun. But, oh, I wanted to tell you, too, man, your audio kind of fucked up on the phone call, man. You call in, it's going, it's choppy. Yeah, it ain't too bad on YouTube.
Hey,
so I'm here listening,
that's
trying to catch it.
That's not me. Fucking blog come in, and I can't help it, man. I don't know what to say. You can't do nothing to blog talk.
They don't have an IT motherfucker or something?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, all I do is go on Blog Talk. But you can't do, you, me, as an individual, I can't do shit with Blog Talk. All I can do is they don't have no settings, tools, nothing for a motherfucker to go in here and try to adjust something. They got to do it all. That's
why
I always
more for that
call.
You can't pay more for it? Like a better membership?
I brought in normal until you guys called in and said. But what I'm saying is I am going to talk to them and see what it is. If they want a little more, I might do that because I want a motherfucker to hear me good. So
right. I want to hear you good. This is necessary shit.
Nothing. I'll do it. What I'm saying is this first time I'm here, bro. You know, nobody talking.
Okay. Yeah.
I can hear you fine. So I was thinking
that's
you can hear me fine. Yeah.
Nah,
you
the motherfucker nigga need to hear.
All right, bro. Hey, you guys.
Hey, no, I remember what I wanted to say though. That was just I was the second question.
Okay, go ahead.
It's more of a statement though. And you know,
what's
motherfuckers call in saying how much time they didn't listen to your shit. I think that you know, don't take that as a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was looking at a verse that said, you know, even the dogs in the royal court is going to eat the crumbs that fall off the king's table. And, you know, that dog is royal, you know? You know?
Well, yeah,
so,
but what's your point?
Eventually, I'm going to be a king to drop crumbs for other dogs.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, but are you going to be a king?
See, that's why you're chopping up. I can't really hear that last part you said. Can you say it again?
Okay. Are you on your way to being a king?
Hell fucking yeah. Yeah. I think I surpassed king almost. I think I'm nearing cult leader slash guy.
Everybody got opinions. Can you hold on? Everybody has opinions, which is all stating. Because I'm going to ask you, what are you doing? What path are you on that's making you say you on your way being a king? Because a king, somebody on his way to being a king, do certain things.
Well, I'm making sure I'm not afraid of exposing even the things I'm not comfortable with exposing about myself. I've revealed so much to myself to the public in these last, I'll say, 2-3 weeks that, one, it's no turning back. I can't turn around and say I didn't mean that shit, you know?
Hey,
wait,
man. You sound like you'd be fucking with me, man.
I've been fucking with you for a long time. That's why I said this dog is a royal dog at the very least from eating the crumbs off the king's table.
You had two kings, man. You know, you've been exposed to yourself, and you didn't learn hell of shit in the past few weeks from exposing yourself. I will say, you are on your motherfucking way, because them the two of the most important things that you possibly could do. Bro.
I feel so special. I appreciate everything you've done, man.
You know, it's 2-4-0, what's happening?
Hey, Rosebud.
Yo.
Rosebud, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing today, man?
I'm good, brother.
Great, great. I ain't heard from you in a little while, man. I'm glad to hear you, man. Hey, man, I just want to know, I just want to get the confidence, of course, Rosebud, how I can get it, or, you know, what I can do, man. That's, I don't know. I know I'm lacking. Huh?
Check it out. Go to RosebudTheAuthor.com, and you'll see everything about the confidence course. If you're interested in Sidewalk University, you'll see that, too. But now, I'm going to tell you something.
Well, man, I've been rolling with Huh?
Hey, the prices on the site ain't the same prices that I give. So what I'm saying, just find what you want and then email me, and we'll talk about how much.
Okay, brother. Rosebud@author.com.
No. Rosebud the author.
The okay.
Author,
okay.
You listen. R is AUTHOR.
AUTHOR. Okay.
Yeah, Rosebud got two T's in it. Rosebud the author.
Rosebud the all together. Rosebud the author.
Get at me, and I got a special deal on you, bro. I'm gonna tell you about it. So don't buy nothing off the site. Just see what you want on the site, and then get at it.
Love. Trying to get more of them, man. Life is something. It's good to hear you, though, man. I see you, everything doing
cool.
Great, man.
I think you guys wasn't hearing me because I wasn't talking loud enough. So I'm screaming down there now. So
I can always hear you clearly.
Okay, cool.
I've been rolling with you about 2 years. Thank you so much. Let me know.
You know, brother. Hey, guys, see, there is something that you young men today will never know about a motherfucker that's not afraid. You'll never understand what it takes to be the motherfucker you're trying to be. You got to get past being hurt with insults. You got to actually develop a history, and if you develop a history, that history you're going to rely on. And any time somebody starts talking to you, you refer back to your history, and you'll be able to accept or deny anything this motherfucker is saying. And if you have a history and you use it, it'll be very easy for you to deny some bullshit. Because they're saying whatever they think is going to hurt you. Nigga, you would have thought I heard you do this. You do that. Nigga, you got ears. So, you close the ear shit. It's saying something about you, motherfucker, as far as what you believe. You got to tell them to shut up without saying those words. And them niggas get it. I'm saying, my life and my path is right in front of all the motherfuckers. I cover myself now. I cover myself when I was in the motherfucking game because I was about to abba-dabba. Shit. I knew these days would come when I was older and really got the fucking hoes. Yeah, I prepared for it. And I'm with it. I'm with it. Well, I hope it don't happen, but even if I had a stroke right now, I'm with that. Why? Because that's life. Niggas live life. I don't, let life live me. That's a lot of you motherfuckers do. I knew my record would be spotless. I did not know I'd be doing this, talking this shit. But I knew I needed a spotless record when I got older. Far as that, not just bullshit you motherfuckers be saying to me. It would have to mean that I'm not synchronized, with what makes the world go around today.
And just think about it. You got to think about this shit. What would you call a man that has a formal education, excels at technology-driven learning, graduated in my master's program in the top 1%, will exist long enough to speak about life in all its wonders, ain't never been to the penitentiary, camps everywhere. Come on, man. You can only be jealous. What would you call that same motherfucker that communicates with CEOs, educational professors, communicate with them as easily, or my pimp friends? What was that, motherfucker? Shit. It never ceases to amaze me at the lack of insight of life, motherfucker, show me. I'm saying, this I'm showing this shit by young dudes who believe that they know it all. And I had them because they told me shit when I was 21. But my point, I came up included knowing how to grab shit from sugar without having to put those in, like dogs. Dogs can recognize shit from sugar. They just don't know one's nasty and one is sweet. This all something to them, so they got to see what it is. Might be edible to them. See, it didn't make no difference what form shit showed itself in. I can recognize it. I don't give a fuck what shows itself in. Because I can recognize shit from sugar. Are you lucky to be around and hear some priceless information? You will appreciate it. Whether it's about the game or not, whether it's about life, man, you gotta appreciate it always. Listen, I never in my life felt as if I was jocking any motherfucker that I listened to. Because if he's a reputable motherfucker, I might have held on to them words for months or years at a time. I'm not dated. I'm totally up to date with my shit. See, you just knew. See, I don't change like that. I'm like the Levi's. They the same beings. And they from the 1800s. Styles. Well, I don't be any motherfuckers in those jeans and they real Levi's. The Levi's, you go around and look like Levi's. So what I'm saying is, are they dated? They may be. I'm just a mature motherfucking Jillian Leisure. And I'm what you would call a motherfucker that's a shot caller. Because I ain't got no crew. So I'm calling the shots for me. I'm calling the shots for me. I got no fucking crew. But I am a professor. And I do have a school. And if I wanted to say my students were my crew, I would, but they're not my crew either. They just a motherfucker's kid game is going to be sharp. 336, I see you. Your hands up.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. What's that?
What do you think about like having like pre-rehearsed lines when you getting at a bitch?
Bro, I call it an arsenal. I teach that.
Okay.
That answer your question?
Okay. You breaking up, you said what?
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, okay, so you stand behind it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, you care to give some tips, you know what I'm saying, to share a little bit?
No, man, I teach that. Teach for that.
All
right. Hey, you guys, never tell me. I'm just breaking like a motherfucker. I don't know how to keep going. What? You know what? I am going to keep going, but I'm stopping this blog talk shit. Blog talk, evidently, is fucking up for me. So you guys got to go to StreamYard to hear the rest. Because, you know, this blog talk bullshit. I ain't doing this no more. I'm going to have to figure out another way. So, Lord.